What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Well, hello and welcome to Crappy Hour. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good. What's going on with you, baby?
You know, it's December. It's the holiday season. Bravo is giving us many holiday gifts. Feeling really good about all sorts of stuff. A lot of fun stuff to talk about. What's going on with you?
Good. You know, Bravo really is giving us a lot of holiday gifts. I'm already feeling the itchiness of another whorish show being back on television. Mm-hmm. Southern Hospitality.
Oh, yeah.
Really whoring it up for us over there. So thanks, guys. Love you. Love that show.
Yeah, it's a good show. And I'm glad that it's getting a little bit of a lead time before Vanderpump Rules comes on, because once Vanderpump Rules comes back, no one's going to pay attention to Southern Hospitality, I fear. So this way, like before the main slutty show comes on, like at least Baby Slutty Show can have some time, you know, to dominate.
Baby Slutty Show, that probably will be a Bravo show at some point, just a slutty baby show.
Baby sluts.
You know?
Baby sluts.
What baby cheated on what baby? You know? Vanderpump Rules, like you said, is coming back. We're going to do a trailer recap this week, but I did have to go against my normal rules and watch the trailer, because everyone, when we put out a thing for Crappy Hour today, of course, everybody's like, oh my God, talk about the Vanderpump Rules trailers. I'm assuming you watched it, right?
I did watch it, because it's what everyone's talking about today. You know, it was a trailer. What did you think about the trailer, by the way? Any thoughts?
It was a trailer. I mean, I liked it. Okay. I think they're really trying hard to get us to talk about affairs. Okay. You know how every show on Bravo ever since the Scandoval happened has been, trying to make another Scandoval happen. Right now, yes. We've got Kyle with her, you know, Morgan Wade thing. And it's just everybody trying to, like, we brought the cameras back up to catch this different affair. And even Vanderpump Rules is going to try doing it with itself. And in the trailer, they have Tom Sandoval, who's just such a sweet guy. I don't know why everybody's always mad at me. Claiming to have made out with Sheena while he was with Katie. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
So now the internet's going crazy. And, you know, once again, calling Sheena a whore, which is new for Sheena. So, you know, I hope she's dealing with that okay.
Yeah, everyone, this is like the big surprise that Schwartz and Sheena once made out. And then on comments by Bravo, Danny Pellegrino made some comment about, like, oh my God, can't believe this. And then Sheena's like, yeah, it was supposed to go into the grave, but, like, obviously it didn't. But, like, things are, like, not what they sound like. So, I guess we'll see. But also, interestingly enough, not only did the trailer come out, but there's also a cast photo, that the new cast photo came out. And what's intriguing is the layout of the photo. And you have Vanderpump in the middle, and you have all the girls on one side and all the boys on another, but Sheena's on the boys' side, which is interesting. So does this mean that Sheena
is... I'm just like a boy, you know, like girls are jealous of me, so that's just how it is, Ben. You know that about me.
I'm just like a people pleaser. I'm like a people pleaser, and like I just feel bad because like the boys, everyone's being so mean to them, and they just need a friend right now, and I just am like really, like I can't help but be nice to people.
It's really hard for girls to like me because they're like jealous of me all the time.
It's like that girl on Winter House, Casey, the random blonde of the season, how she's like, you know what I'm really into? Taxidermy and like guys.
Yes.
Like guys' conversation. Just, I think the kids call it a pick me girl. Now, I love Sheena. I will always pick Sheena. But this whole thing, I'm glad Katie has another excuse to scream at Sheena. The thing I noticed about the cast the cast picture is that they're all in cream. Why do you think that is? It is. What does that mean?
I think it's there in the word. I think, you know, it's a show about creaming.
That's true. It's very literal, Ben. Thank you. I wasn't even thinking that. I was like, renewal? Is it like heaven? Like, you know, we all died and now we're in purgatory. You're like, you know what it is?
Gum swallow. It's gum guzzling.
We talked about Real Housewives of Potomac today. A good quarter of that show is about swallowing cum. So sorry, we're still in cum guzzle mode, I guess, over here.
Maybe. You know, I should also say there's a second photo and second cast photo of the group, which is not divided like boys and girls. And in the second photo, you have Lisa standing in the center of the group, and she's standing with James. James is standing almost like shoulder to shoulder with her, almost as if he's the number one guy in the group, which I don't think we're there yet. Although he may be by default, because neither the Toms are the number one guy in the group. But James, I guess he's like the leftover guy of the group, right? And interestingly enough,
that was a very high-class show, Leftovers. And also at BravoCon, James, one of the questions was, James, are you now the number one guy in the group? And he's like, well, it's not really hard to compete when you're standing next to Bozo Sandoval and Dum-Dum Schwartz over here. I mean, what's my competition? And everyone's like, woohoo, yes, the abuser we can get behind.
Now, your favorite, Katie Maloney, I have to say, no matter what you think about Katie Maloney, Bravo did her so dirty with her cast photo. Did you see this photo of her? I forgot to put it in our thing. But you know which one I'm talking about?
I just scrolled through, you know, on Instagram, on something, you can see cast photos, and which, I don't know, is that always a thing? Like, look at what the cast is wearing. Cream. I guess in Housewives they'll show a group photo, but I'm not used to it being like one individual picture for a new season. Anyway, yes, I did scroll through there, and they are so mean to Katie. I mean, I think Katie's an asshole. Now, I'm starting with the fresh start this season because it's a new season. Why not, you know? But, yeah, they're really mean to her to the point where even I was sticking up for her. Why? Why? Pull back a little bit.
Yeah.
Look at that. What, and first of all, you know what? She's not doing herself any favor. Are you wearing a tennis skirt? Like, what is she wearing? A pleated skirt? Why?
It's very, very matronly, and it's like a bad angle. Like, between the outfit and the angle, it just makes her look like, it just is not a good photo. I'm sorry to say. It's just very, very unflattering. It's sort of like, is it librarian? Which I should, librarian should not be pejorative. I have two friends who are librarians, but it just looks very dowdy. It looks like she's walking into a classroom. Yeah, guys, I know librarians. So yeah, I studied in library science. But
Ben knows librarians. That's why he's so good at reading.
That was good, actually. Okay, my arms are getting tired. I'm going to put this back up in the tripod. Look, guys, a lamp. Yeah, I just feel like Katie is a very pretty woman. And she's also, this is just a bad photo. It is a bad photo. They're doing her dirty.
It's like they took a picture of her insides. Just kidding. Yeah, no, she is a really pretty girl. I wish they would do better because that's not really fair. You know, don't start me off in a season feeling badly for someone because of how you photograph their tennis skirt. You know what I mean?
I know,
it's not fair to her. And frankly, it's not fair to me. So.
She looks like this looks like a photo of a community production of some play where she plays the person who runs a boarding house. And she's going to come in, you know, it's like it takes place in the 1920s and strangers have to come in and stay at her boarding house. And she has certain rules that you have to follow. And if you don't follow, you'll be kicked out. And every like few scenes she comes in and they have to pretend like they're following the rules, like they haven't smuggled someone in. And she's like, well, just remember the rules are this: lights out at 10 p.m. Like that's what her outfit looks like. Lights out at 10 p.m.
Yeah, I think a commenter here in Instagram said it perfectly with 80s mom. This is very 80s mom. This is like very like church tennis mom. So another thing that came out of this Vanderpump Rules, first of all, we already know about Schwartz's hair. That's, I mean, while we're on Katie, good Lord, he came in as kind of an aged Draco Malfoy. It's like, where are they now? Draco Malfoy. And it's him. It's like if Draco Malfoy is like a 40-something lesbian, and it's him, you know, which
yeah.
I don't know. I also got caught up on Winter House this week. So I've just been watching a lot of him. I watched a lot of Tom Schwartz in a row. And wow, ouch.
I was supposed to do that yesterday. I was supposed to do that yesterday. Instead, I had to go to a cookie exchange. And so I made cookies instead, which I felt like was the right choice. But tonight, I'm staying in tonight. And I think it's time for me to have my Winter House catch up. And I'm not looking forward to it. No one has said anything good about this season. There have been two people I know who've said something good about this season.
Well, it was, you know,
like, I've seen has been rough. My friend Neil says he really likes it.
It's not one of the librarians, I can tell you
that. Neil? I guarantee you. Yeah,
Neil said it's good. Oh, please, that sweater gay? I don't believe it for a damn second. He has too much taste for that.
Yeah, no, Neil likes it. And then also, I've noticed it seems like two judgy girls seems to like it. I think one of them, whoever's posting about it on their Instagram, seems to like it. But honestly, I found I watched like two or three episodes and I found it unwatchable. And I have a pretty high tolerance for hijinks. And I was just like, this is terrible. But
Not hygiene, obviously, because you really wouldn't be able to watch
low it. Tolerance, low tolerance for hygiene. And the funny thing is, but you know, I don't want to get sidetracked on this because there was something I was going to say about Vanderpump Rules that felt very, very important. And of the moment, I forget what it was. Jax shows up again in the trailer. So there's that. Who is the lady in the pink hair who is making out with Schwartz?
Well, that's Katie. The other thing. Yeah. So that's their other Scandoval thing where they're like, oh my God, is Katie bi now? And is she making out with the same girl that Schwartz is making out with? Oh my God, are they going to fight over a girl? Let me tell you, nobody's fighting over Katie or Schwartz. I can tell you that right now. And I feel like those two are going to eventually come back together when they realize they're the sale bin. You know what I mean? Like, they're the clearance rack. I think clearance recognize clearance. And at some point, they're going to be like, you know what? If I'm settling, but you're also settling and we're settling together, I don't know. It's like a good settling, you know?
Mm. Yeah. I mean, I thought that the trailer seemed good. We were not, by the way, unsurprisingly, what did we call way back in June after the reunion? We knew that while the whole cast was rallying around Ariana, it would only be an amount of time before they start to resent all the great opportunities she gets. And sure enough, the trailer ends with Lawler saying, oh, just because you get cheated on, that makes you a god or something like that. Which means that Lala is mad because she wants to be on Dancing with the Stars. And she probably wants to be on the cover of a magazine and probably a lot of other things. So now, clearly, we're going to see the transition from everyone rallying around Ariana to everyone resenting her and wanted to tear her down, which is the true Vanderpump Rules.
That's how it is. Life. Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be. Nature is healing, I guess you would say, because it's not normal to see everybody supporting one person like that in a reunion. I didn't like it. I felt uncomfortable. I was like, fuck Ariana. I was like, why am I thinking this? Because they're brainwashing me. I'm not used to everybody rallying around one person. Also, you know, Lala did do it first. She got cheated on by a scumbag first. The thing is with Lala, it's like, we already knew that, Lala. Like, your guy was already a piece of crap. Tom Sandoval, we all thought, oh, he's a dummy, but he's like a nice dummy and he would never
stands
cheat on
for things. Yeah.
You know, like he plays horn badly on purpose and thinks it's good. Like no one with pitch that, but like you have to feel bad for somebody with pitch that terrible. You know what I mean? Like this.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. Nice to them. It's like a little limping dog on the side of the street. You just want to, you may not want to take it home, but you don't want to run it over necessarily. You just want to give it a chance. Just like go limp on dog.
Let me tell you something. If Lala got to be on Dancing with the Stars, got to be in the cover of Glamour magazine, got to have any number of these endorsements, she would not be complaining if she were treated like God for being cheated on. And in fact, if you were frustrated at that, she would be like, why can't you be happy for me? I went through like so much pain and suffering and like, you can't even be happy for me right now. And like, here I am flowering and all you have is to be resentful of me. That's what she would say. So the fact that like she is now expressing some resentment towards Ariana for, you know, being given all these opportunities is, I think, quite rich. Quite rich.
Quite rich. Okay, what else happened on there? Let's see. You already mentioned Jack's coming back, which, you know, his new shows, His new show's coming out too, Jax's, or whatever it's called.
Jax's
Place in the Valley. You know, and Kristen came after us a little bit on our Instagram when Leah reposted that Andy Cohen, like making a laughy face at that meme you made about, wow, shocker, Variety magazine article, you know, people drink too much on Bravo and Ramona's racist. Huge shocker, everybody, which was not making a joke about racism or alcoholism, just that it was not really very shocking. And Andy made a smiley face, and then Leah posted it like, oh my God, Andy Cohen's laughing. And then, you know, I'm just rehashing this for people, but only to get to the Kristen part, where Kristen came on there and was like, oh, really? You think this is funny, Andy Cohen? Really? Really, Andy Cohen? Oh. Trying to like start a fight, trying to get attention from Daddy Andy on our Instagram page, which I thought was so funny and also so sad. And like, stay thirsty, Kristen. You know, all these years later and you're back on TV and you're still trying it. God bless her. I miss her.
Love her. Love her. Love her. Love her art. By the way, I want to give a shout out to one of our viewers here that's on the page. Cook Maddie says, just got dumped over text. I'm so grateful for the boys. Well, fuck that guy or lady. Who knows? I'm sorry that you're going through that, but we are here to help you through it. God, that really sucks. Who does that? Awful.
You know what's also even worse? Getting dumped face to face. I mean, like, a phone call is not good. Listen, I've been dumped every kind of way, okay? I've literally, like, read my name on a bathroom wall, like, I'm breaking up with you. But no. But it is bad getting broken up with face-to-face, because then what do you do? The worst is when someone's like, you know what we should do? We should go to a restaurant. Because, you know, the old rule, like, you can't say something bad to a person in a restaurant. You have to say it bad to them in a public place, because then they can't have a fucking fit, which is not true. Prove that one wrong.
Yes.
But also, what do you do? Then you're stuck there, like, trying to be nice to that person or trying not to lose your shit. Oh, my God. That is the
worst. Listen, if I were ever to get broken up in person, I would just make sure I cry hugely. I make the other person feel as terrible and awkward as possible. I think that is your right. That is what you do. By the way, we have some questions in the question section. Someone asked, are we getting a recap of episode 1 of Southern Hospitality? The answer is yes. We've recorded it. It's coming out tomorrow. And at the top of it, we are also adding a Below Deck Med recap. So there's that to look forward to. Someone also asked, when do we start touring? That's going to be later in 2024. And where are the crappies going to be? The crappies will be in Los Angeles. We will be announcing that very soon, hopefully within days. So we'll have more information about that. But we're really excited for the crappies. The crappies will be really fun as usual.
Yeah, that should be a super fun show that will be in Los Angeles coming up very soon. All right, let's get to some other stories here. Oh, by the way, girl who just got dumped over text, you don't fucking deserve that. And I'm sorry to make it about me getting dumped in an Applebee's, but you know what? Had to be said. So what do you want to talk about, Ben? You want to pick
the next one? Let's see. I think the next thing that people are talking about, this came up this afternoon, Morgan Wade at Kathy Hilton's Christmas party. And this can also dovetail with Gertie being disinvited to Crystal's pre-Kathy Hilton Christmas party. So Christmas party scandals happening with...
There were a lot. So, there was another Christmas scandal happening, just since we're lumping them all in together, where Heather McDonald apparently tweeted something like, Tamra is I heard at Kathy Hilton's Christmas party that Tamra is replacing Teddy with with Kate, not Hudson. Who's a movie star, you guys? Like some
Kate.
Did you read it then? Kate Chastain.
No. Kate from Underworld. Kate.
I'm the worst.
Maybe it'll be Kate Jackson.
No. But I think she meant Kate Chastain. But it was, anyway, they came out and said that's a bunch of bullshit. And then Teddy's trying to start it with Heather McDonald on the internet. But that was just another thing that came out. I don't really care. That's neither here nor there. Oh, it was Jessica Chastain. Thank you guys in the chat. It was Jessica.
Oh, could you
imagine? I'm sure.
I love the idea.
You know, fucking Bravo people, we really think that Jessica Chastain is going to leave her Oscar-winning job as an Oscar winner.
As a professional redhead, she's going to leave that job to record with Tamra. But as we all know, Teddy is irreplaceable.
That's
so.
We've seen him try for years on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Failed, as Crystal would say. Bitch, what? Bitch, what?
Also, but, as Crystal would say. So anyway, she doesn't always have a presence. So okay, so let's start. Morgan Wade. So there was a photo that went up. Kathy Hilton posted photos for a Christmas party. First photo in the carousel is Kathy standing with Morgan Wade and Kyle. So obviously Kyle is back in good graces with Kathy, and Morgan is there. Morgan has, you know, she's really got some tattoos going on there, huh? And now I'm not scandalized by tattoos, but hey, where are you going, Ronnie?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Okay, for people who are listening at home, this is what he said. Basically, Ronnie is not on his microphone right now because he has ice cream that's being delivered, and he's getting it right now, and he's gathering from the door. I'm gonna give a play-by-play, and now he's walking. It's like Blair Witch Project. It's like Blair Ice Cream Project. He's got his ice cream. I have to narrate because this audio is going to be put on our podcast feed. So Ronnie has ice cream. He's laughing bashfully also. And I think he's inspecting, making sure it's the correct ice cream. Is it the correct ice cream? He got Creamy Creations. And he also got... he got a different kind of Creamy Creations. Creamy Creations was also the original name of Vanderpump Rules. So anyway, Ronnie's heading back to he's heading back to his computer right now, for anyone wondering. While Ronnie is adjusting his ice cream situation, let me tell everyone at home about what's going on here. So Kathy Hilton, Morgan Wade, Kyle Richards, all together. Morgan Wade really showing off. You know, here's the thing. I'm not opposed to tattoos. A lot of people have tattoos. They're very normal now. Everyone has them. I just don't like the kind of tattoos that Morgan Wade has, which I've said before, it's like when it looks like clip art. When it looks like someone has gone and like gotten clip art all over their body, I just find that to be kind of like cringy. I don't know. Is that me being a snob?
I don't think it's clip art, is it? I think she has good tattoos. Now here's the thing. I don't know because I feel bad staring. You know what I mean?
The tattoo at the top of her clavicle says art. So that right there,
it does not say fart.
It says art. No, it says art. Maybe it does say fart. Maybe the F is obscured.
Okay. Look, when someone has like a whole wall of tattoos on themselves, I never want to like be staring at their tattoos. It's like if somebody has like, I don't know, a second nose. Or like really gigantic boobs. You don't want to like be staring at the boobs or whatever, the second nose. So I just never look. So even though I know that Morgan Wade can't see me staring at her, I don't want to be. I'm just trained not to be a starer. So I haven't noticed her tattoos.
I think to me, Morgan Wade's tattoos are in the same space as Adam Levine. Just like someone took like a little stamp and was like, oh, here's a spot. Let me put like a Hello Kitty. Let me put a this or that. I just think it's like unartful. Now I say this as someone who doesn't have tattoos, and I know there's, you know what? Tattoo people don't come for me. Honestly, this is not a protected category. I can make fun of your tattoos. Okay. I'm going to do it.
Well, yeah, the K is a bit much. Because Kyle put that K on herself, and she did it like the special KK, which is like, wow, do you like cereal that much? I don't know. If I was a starer, I would definitely notice that one and be like, K?
So,
and I'm a Karam.
Okay.
I could totally take it my way, okay? So Ben has put up a picture of Morgan Wade. It's a little blurry.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to make it do it. I can't. That's as good as I can get. But what I want to show is this, okay? Sorry, everyone. So here's Morgan, Kathy, and Kyle. But here's what I really like is that Kyle is so used to taking selfies that her hand is in the remote. She's like, even when she's not holding the remote to take a selfie of herself, she gets into remote position with her thumb. She's when she takes photos now, she automatically is pressing an invisible remote. Okay, I can't zoom in. And when you try to click on the photo to make it bigger, page 6 is so rude. It makes it like flat. So it's not very kind to them. But I can't zoom in, unfortunately. I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, I pulled up one on my computer, and it says L star E on her pinky finger. Okay, so does that mean lie? I don't know. Something, and R star S on her other pinky finger. She's got a bunch of letters, and then on her on all of her fingers she's got letters. I guess they probably spell out something, because letters generally do. And then she's got a sad face on her hand, which is a little on the nose for me. I feel like if you suffer from depression or anything like that, don't like literally put it on your hand. You know what I mean? Which I don't know if that's terrible if I just made friends with somebody suffering from depression. But I don't know, a sad face, don't approve. And then a bunch of stars. She's got like little stars on each one of her knuckles.
Yeah. You know, this whole thing, you know what annoys me is I just really feel like Kyle is enjoying living in this space where people are speculating about her and Morgan. And it means that if she's in a relationship with Morgan Wade, that means she's not being open and honest, which goes against everything she stands for. If she's not in a relationship with Morgan, then I think she's sort of trotting her out in a very queer baity way. And either way, I don't like either option. And I just feel like, it's not like choose a lane, but I just feel like in both ways, she goes against everything she allegedly stands for. And if she says, oh, we're just very good friends, then also, like, why is Morgan Wade the first friend? She doesn't trot out, like, Faye Resnick to every social event, you know, maybe for good reason.
She does a lot of them. I mean, she does a lot. Oh, but, okay, I have to say, Ben, I'm bored with her. Not you.
That's fair.
But I don't care. I don't care if she's gay. I don't care if she's straight. I don't care if she's bi. I don't care if she's experimenting. I'm literally bored. Okay, so Gertie was... So Crystal What's-Her-Buns from Beverly Hills had a pre-party... Who?
Crystal Kung Minkoff, full name.
Yes. Crystal had a pre-Christmas party to Kathy's party, like a cocktail party in her basement for everybody to go drink. And so a bunch of people were there, Larsa Pippen being one of them. Gross. Why?
Yeah.
Why? First of all,
yeah.
Why? Okay, that's my first question.
I thought Crystal was better than
this. And by the way, that's an all caps why. And then it turns out Gertie went on something and said that I was actually disinvited to that party because Larsa was going to be there and she didn't want me there. So you choose Larsa over Gertie? Where's the response, ma'am?
Yeah. So I'm looking at this photo right now. There's a photo from about a week ago that Crystal posted from this party. And there is a large collection of Bravo celebrities at this party. So obviously there's Crystal and Rob. Larsa has her arm draped over Crystal. No surprise there. Marcus is behind Larsa. Emily Simpson is there. There's a woman behind Emily Simpson who looks like 95% of all Bravo celebrities rolled into one. Don't know who she is. There's also a guy who looks like Josh from Million Dollar Listing, but he's like not Josh, which is sort of weird. Sheena and Brock are there. Meredith and Seth are there. Teresa and Louis are there. So I think what's surprising to me is I don't see Crystal as someone who hangs out with Teresa and Louis or even Sheena and Brock. So everything is like a little confusing. But if you think about it, I think Sheena might actually... No, Crystal just turned 40. Never mind. I was going to say a theory that Sheena is actually older than Crystal, but that's a lie because Crystal is 40 and Sheena is 39. But anyway, I'm just surprised by this group of people. I just don't see them as being Crystal people, you know?
Yeah. This doesn't look like the most fun group of people, I have to say. Teresa and Louis. So what are you all talking about? Okay, so... Let's see. What was the other thing? Morgan Wade at Kathy Hilton's. Okay, so earlier we were talking about Southern Hospitality. We just finished our recap of that before this, which will be out by the time this is released to everybody. But we were watching that, and Leva was in a little trouble on that because of kind of letting the girl come back after maternity leave. Where she... What did she say, Ben, in that quote? She said, that girl's lucky I even let her come back. And then Mia said, what do you mean? Come back from what? Maternity leave? Having a baby like everyone else? And Love was like, well, yeah, I mean. And so people have been getting... Yeah.
Her whole thing was like, I've given her so many opportunities. Like when she had a baby, I let her, I brought her back after she had her baby. And Mia was like, you mean maternity leave? Like what other companies do normally?
All right. So not Leah. There also is a Leah on there now. Leah, CEO. Yeah. A badass, by the way. She means business. And guess what? We're going to nip it in the bud.
She's going to nip it all in the bud. Okay. she has a very famous saying, which is don't fire yourself. Okay. She worked in Las Vegas and she was a boss somewhere. So you guys watch out for Leah.
Yeah. So, Leva came out with an Instagram post that was basically telling us all off for even thinking that, and editing, like, how dare editing even put it out there like that? Cause she didn't mean she's bragging about bringing her back from maternity leave. She said she's bringing her back. That woman has a full-time job outside the show at Lululemon. And she was just being nice to her by letting her on the show to promote Afro-Latina women, which, I mean, listen, okay, maybe they got you wrong or you didn't express yourself very well on the show. But then to like try and prop yourself up like that on the Instagram doesn't make you look much better. Like, I gave her a chance to promote, to prop up Afro-Latina women. Like, wow, Leva, congratulations. Do you want a gold medal? Like, what? Who says that? What a thing to say. Boo, Leva. Still not winning, Leva, I have to say. Love your show, though.
Yeah, I think Leva should have just been quiet about it and just let it move on, because no, I don't think most people would have even cared, to be honest. By the way, Crispy Rowell in the comments says, will Maddie use the shovel? That's what we're wondering. We're wondering what is going to happen with that shovel. What is she going to bang something, or is she going to dig it, like dig with something? I just love that she was like, I need a prop. And I'm going to take this prop. Don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but we're just going to workshop it.
Yeah, something's going to happen with this shovel. We know what she's going to do with it. She said she was going to go bash his TV in, remember? To which I say, don't do that, because your ass is just going to forgive him anyway. And then what are you going to watch? You're going to be over there and you're not going to be able to watch your fucking Netflix. Okay. And then you're going to come crying to me. Break something that you don't use as well, dummy. This cast is not really known for its bronze. Okay.
And in the questions department, Angelina says, have you, did you see that Rob and PK are beefing on IG? Is this Rob Minkoff? I don't know. Rob Minkoff was capable of beefing, but I guess he is.
He made a comment. Someone was talking about the Pretty Woman night or whatever, from what I understand, on Beverly Hills. And he said clout chasing. Rob Minkoff said clout chasing, and PK wrote back, oh, he speaks. And everyone's like, oh my God, House has been fired.
I love that clout chasing is such a, that is such an incendiary thing to say on these shows. Because by the way, anyone who goes on these shows is clout chasing. That is pretty much the rule. Like I would say 98% of people who come onto The Real Housewives or on Bravo shows are clout chasing, but no one wants to admit it. So as soon as they get accused of it or as soon as it is mentioned, they lose their minds.
But also people are correcting me because whenever you guys just ask stuff in the comments, I don't have any links. You see how bad I am when I have links up in front of me. They were talking about Julia Roberts on Watch What Happens Live. That's for this whole thing. That's why they were commenting on the Pretty Woman night and all that good stuff.
Right, because apparently Julia Roberts said that the whole Pretty Woman thing was very, very strange. I don't believe that Julia Roberts even watches these shows. I feel like they gave her a clip to watch 20 minutes before going on to Watch What Happens Live. Like, hey, Julia, can you pretend like you actually care about this stuff? Here's someone on one of these shows pretending to be you, but not being you at all. And she's like, okay, sure. And she watches it and is like, what the fuck is someone doing? Who is this person destroying my legacy right now?
Yeah. I want to see that new Julia Roberts thing on Netflix. I think it's like another end of the world thing. I don't know, but it has Julia Roberts in it. And I love her. Love you, Julia. Thanks for listening.
I can't wait to see another iteration on this same performance she always does.
Well, I'll tell you what, as much as I love Julia Roberts, I can tell you what performance she's never going to beat.
Take my breath away. Ladies and gentlemen. Berlin.
Berlin. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm surprised Berlin was not behind the bar that night for Julia Roberts. Just because.
So some other stories out of Southern Hospitality, which we know, like, all of you don't watch. So this is just a quickie because it also goes with Winter House. The last time we talked about Winter House last week or something, I was like, I haven't even caught up on that show. Danielle is so cringe. I can't even watch Danielle. I had to watch a whole season of Summer House cringing about cringing because of Danielle. And now I have to watch another show cringing because of Danielle. Nah, 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 nah. Going on and on like an asshole. Okay, well, I thought, well, I'm going to watch this whole thing. I'm going to cringe less. Oh, no, girl. I'm cringing even more. And guess who she's dating? Joey Marbles.
Joey Marbles.
Southern Hospitality.
Oh, Joey Marbles. You know what's funny about Joey Marbles is that he's like, they want him to be in the role of fuckboy on the show, but he's really not a fuckboy. I mean, he sort of is, but he's not like the varsity level.
He's never fucking, right? He's like a fuckboy who never fucks that we've seen.
That we've seen. So Joey Marbles now, and listen, Danielle.
You know I love some asexual non-fucking energy. I've got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I love it. And I'm glad to have kind of that hero on TV if you're going to be that hero. But don't try and act like a fuckboy when you're just not a fuckboy. Act like a person who's getting creamy creations delivered.
I like being mad at him for not being as depraved and awful as the other men on Bravo. We're like, oh, fuck them. Fuck Sandoval. Fuck Joy Marbles for pretending to be Sandoval but not being as shitty. Boo. But yeah, they're dating. It's a strange one, and I don't even know how they. By the way, Danielle, why are you dating long distance, and why are you dating Joey Marbles of all people? Why? That's what I'd like to know.
You know, I don't know, but it is kind of rough watching her on her show. I'm trying to open this. Okay, I opened this link. So Blind Item suggests Andy Cohen and John Mayer are officially dating and living together. Ooh.
This is the most tenuous Blind Item. They're like, well, there's no evidence of any of this, but someone wrote it in.
So are they? As of right now, there's no evidence to suggest. Then why are you guys writing whole article?
It's so sloppy. I mean, if they are, good for them. Good for them. Good for Andy, because I feel like Andy has a crush on John Mayer. And so, you know. Oh,
you do. What makes you think that, Ben? That's crazy. What a crazy thought.
Yeah, I mean that's an interesting blind item. We'll see what happens. But we do know there's another even stronger blind item that's not so blind, but it does have to do with an item. John Jansen and Alexis Bellino. So I feel like we talk about this every 2 weeks, but it feels like it's becoming more and more of a real thing because Vicky Gunvalson weighed in, and she was like very angry about this whole situation. You saw that, right?
Yes. Go ahead. Tell me all about it again.
Well, Vicky was basically, she tweeted out and she was like, I am not holding my tongue in my thoughts. I'm Alexis dating Shannon's ex. I'm disgusted and telling all. So the fact that she said that they're dating, that's a pretty strong, like, for a while it was like, oh, they took a photo together at The Quiet Woman or they were seen together. But now Vicky is saying that they're dating.
Well, it is weird because, you know, Teresa and Vicky both. A lot of them do it, but especially Vicky and Teresa. They get paid by clickbait, allegedly, assumably, whatever. They, you know, obviously get paid to do this stuff. So they put the clickbaitiest things, like Kim Zolciak is one, and God bless her. She doesn't save that money either, Kim Zolciak. But she just posted one the other day that was like, it was a picture of her and her daughter, Brielle. And it was like, I'm so excited to be a grandbaby, which of course, like yeah. 20 years down the line, you know, they post this clickbait stuff, but this clickbait, you're right, did say Alexis is dating Shannon's boyfriend. And then they had another quote from somebody or whoever that said, well, she doesn't owe, Alexis said she doesn't owe Shannon anything, which is the truth. And then there was a quote from Shannon supposedly that was like, I am devastated. I was like, oh, okay, now I believe it. I'm like, that's really all I needed was the Shannon. I am devastated. Oh, I am. God. That's what I needed to believe it.
Someone here, Atro Gwen says that Tamara confirmed it on 2T's that they are in fact dating. So Alexis, you can do better than John Jansen. Right? Like, he literally looks like a Pez dispenser, and you're going for him, and like, why? You can just do, there's just, go for someone who's just, has more to offer the world. I was gonna say, go for someone who's hotter, but like, not even hotter. Just go for someone who has a personality. Someone who is not going to just watch as you spiral out of control and sit there with a waspy glare in his eyes.
But you're talking about Alexis. I mean, Alexis is fun because she's like a box of rocks with legs on it. But still, like, she's still Alexis. I mean, come on. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I think that wraps up this gossipy part. Now let's talk to you guys on Instagram. In the meantime, everybody who is with us over on YouTube and just audio, thank you so much for being here. We love you guys. We'll see you in the new year's here. And guess, or the new year. And hopefully new years to come. But also, we'll be here all the way through. I mean, we're not really going anywhere. So we're just not coming back with Crappy Hour Live until the second week of January. So we'll see you guys then. We sure love you guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, YouTube. Everyone on YouTube and everyone listening at home.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Stroll in the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh. She's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly. It's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee. It's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch. It's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.